gospel passage of the man born blind represents the entirety of the ninth chapter of the Gospel of St. John. The story itself is built on paradox. A blind man serves as key witness to a supernatural event, while otherwise seeing jurors are found guilty of blindness. As the play unfolds, the passage makes clear there are multiple types of vision. This lesson serves as a key theme also in the Lenten season in which we find ourselves. In our Gospel on Ash Wednesday from Matthew chapter 6, Christ refers three times to the Father who sees what is hidden. So as this unexpected Lenten season unfolds, we are invited, in a sense, to still carry with us the question, how well does faith allow me to see what is hidden from plain sight, to see as the Father sees? One of the most deliberate critiques of God in our day is that God is too subtle. We contend in our minds and in our hearts that the case for God would be more convincing if God were more obvious in the world. Yet as we consult our lived experience of the best things that life has to offer, we see oftentimes that truth, goodness, beauty, friendship, love, the most valuable moments and experiences in life are also hidden from us at first sight. We don't recognize them immediately. Again and again, life invites deeper inquiry and insight to unsurface the supreme meaning that life has to offer. What is fleeting and insignificant is often what speaks most loudly in our world. And what is lasting and eternal often speaks subtly and requires that we be moved to seek it out. All this is to say that perhaps in light of today's gospel, spiritual insight granted by faith is the most real seeing there is. Our Christian lives are ultimately for us a movement from blindness to sight, a movement towards seeing as God sees. As we think of today's gospel, when Christ is first addressed with the question, "Who sinned?" he responds that the man's blindness is an occasion for the glory of God to be made visible through him. It is here that all creation finds its meaning. All of creation, including each of us, you and I, are occasions for the glory of God to be revealed. In this sense, we are, each of us, the one born blind. We remember that with each successive day of creation, in Genesis chapter 1, God speaks creation into existence and sees its goodness. The fact that God speaks creation into existence and always sees its goodness is a reminder to us of the need to enter into God's ongoing work of creation by not only seeing goodness as it presents itself to us, but by calling life good, not just occasionally, every day of our lives, even in time of social distancing and self-quarantining. The need and the possibility of calling life good exists for us. G.K. Chesterton offers in one of his works a great reminder to us that the malady of blindness most often afflicts us not in the loss of sight, but in our forgetfulness of sight. He recommends a consideration that I think is particularly helpful in these days. This is what he says. It is a good exercise in empty or ugly hours of the day to look at anything, the coal scuttle or the bookcase, and think how happy one could be to have brought it out of the sinking ship onto the solitary island. But it is a better exercise still to remember how all things have had this hairbreadth escape. Everything has been saved from a wreck. Every man has had one horrible adventure, as a hidden untimely birth he had not been, as infants that never see the light. Men spoke much in my boyhood of restricted or ruined men of genius, and it was common to say that many a man was a great might-have-been. To me, it is a more solid and startling fact that any man in the street is a great might-not-have-been. There may not be many men, women, or children on South Fifth Street today, but wherever they may be, especially our good friends who often come here to the cathedral, we might think of them today as great might-not-have-beens. Consider life today and the people, places, and things that accompany it as a great might not have been. Then we see with starry-eyed wonder that all things are, all things, by the grace of God, do exist and are miracles in and of themselves. Then we not only see, but we see as if for the first time. French poet Paul Valéry once wrote, "The painter must not depict what he sees, but what he will see. The painter must not depict what he sees, but what he will see." Today we might well ask of ourselves, what does God see in seeing us? And in fashioning our lives by grace, what does God will to see in us?